Hello, dear listener. This is the Glory Place Podcast with Tim Daniels. On this podcast, we share insights from the Word of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on matters concerning our relationship with God, the Christian faith, and the Christian life from a balanced perspective. We believe you will be enlightened, inspired, challenged, and blessed as you listen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. This episode goes out as a word of encouragement to someone who is in a challenging season of life right now, or to someone who is currently in a season of the trial of their faith. You know, such season where God seems to be silent in changing the situation. And to someone who others may have asked, where is your God? Or to you who might have had many unmet expectations, and the road ahead seems dark and uncertain, even though you have held strong to your faith in God. So I've titled today's episode, God in the Dark. The truth, however, remains that irrespective of the language our situation may be speaking, God remains God and God remains good. Furthermore, He has the best thoughts and plans for you, even though it might not seem so for now. And like our natural fathers, it doesn't give God joy seeing us go around with heavy hearts and wearing long faces. And well, I do believe that one of the reasons why, you know, we get easily downcast and overwhelmed by life situations may not be far from the fact that we often tend to interpret our success or happiness in life by the happenings around us. And we tend to measure our achievements in life against the accomplishments of others. Also, I would like to remind us here, especially to the Christians, that God did not promise a perfect, painless, and stormless life for His children on earth. Rather, He promised to always be there for us, to ensure we are not drowned in the storms of life or lost in its vicissitudes. Okay, so in fact, Jesus, speaking in John chapter 16, verse 33, said, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So yes, we know that God can do all things, and God is called the God of the heavens and the earth, but there is also someone we call the God of this world, also called Satan. He is working tirelessly to ensure that he turns men against God and also to turn the world system into a godless one. And one of his tactics is to ensure that anyone who refuses to be loyal to his godless government or decides to stand with God's government is faced with harsh realities and frustrations from the world system. So this continuous battle between good and evil is evident even in every sector of society, from government to businesses to corporations, to the world of showbiz, entertainment, even to the critical areas of education and social justice. So for instance, do you ever wonder, like I do sometimes, why in our world today, if it is not bad news, then it hardly makes the headlines? Do you also wonder why sometimes it seems like the older our world gets, the more truth seems to be getting more and more outdated and lies are becoming more and more celebrated? Why what used to be too obscene and indecent or too weird for the human mind to conceive is now becoming good enough for TV and the public social media, while anything that has God in it would rather be censored? Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 2, speaking prophetically, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and His glory shall be seen upon you." So as much as we tend to avoid the bitter truth about life in this world, and we try to focus more on enjoying the good things it has to offer, the truth remains that we live in a fallen and a dark world, which would even get darker as the end of this age approaches. But regardless, there is indeed a God who is called the Light, and only those who seek Him will see and live in the light in spite of the raging darkness. They will be the ones to be called the light of the world. And there will be the reason why the earth will keep breathing until that day when those ones will be taken out of the world, and then the world will become too godless for God's mercy. And of course, I do not wish for even my enemy to be left behind in those days, because indeed they would be perilous times that will relegate the evils of our present days as child's play. So, to those who may feel like life has been unfair or the world has been unfriendly, please be encouraged and keep hoping in the things unseen, because indeed those are the more expedient and eternal things. Everything else will surely pass away, be it wealth, influence, marriage, family, and even life itself. All of it will pass away someday. Nevertheless, God remains God even in our darkest days, and His purpose will always turn out for our good if only we stand strong, trusting in His word and leaning on His grace. So please do not give up on God and do not give up on yourself. God will come through for you. He will rescue you. Your prayers will be answered. Tomorrow can and will be better with God on your side. And the Bible encourages, when you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up, and the flames will not consume you. And that is according to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. So it is, and it will always be well with the righteous. Cheer up, you will surely overcome. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please do share it to encourage someone. God bless you, and see you in another episode. Jesus Christ is Lord. God is still in charge. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Glory Place podcast. The Glory Place is a place where true peace, hope, and rest are found. To find out more information about the Glory Place Ministry, please visit our website at www.theglorieplaceministry.org. Thank you, and God bless you.